Morning. Shalom Rav Shmuel.
Good morning. Boker Tov.
Boker Tov. Okay, so I'm just going to go back a little bit just to bring Rav Shmuel up to date. Last week, we laid down a very important yesod here, which we're going to build on. If you don't have that yesod, it's going to be a bit chosser. And also, I think Eli and I probably could do with a chazara. So, a little bit Eli, but I certainly could do with a chazara. The Ike yesod that we laid down last week was that Shabbos doesn't need any mitzvah in order for Shabbos to be Mekayim. Shabbos is a matana. Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We'll see now what that is. But that you don't need, for Cheirus, you need matzah. For Simcha, you need Sukkah, you need Lulav. On the Chagim, you need each of the different Moadim, you need Kalim in order to grasp, in order to encounter the Kedusha of that particular Chag. Shabbos, we said, doesn't need that. Shabbos is what he called us, Beklalio Meira. We're not coming to grasp Simcha. We're not coming to get some kind of quality or Maila. We're coming to have contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Kvayda Ba'atzmai. There's no Shaykh Mitzvah V'Maisa. That's Matana from Hashem. That's Tchilosa V'Avoida Seifa B'Gmul. And the Shabbos is Sheshit Min Tazeh Malachtecha. That's the Mesillas Yesharim, the first nine levels of Mesillas Yesharim, you have to work. The 10:20 says you can't do that. That you have to get as a gift. It's always like that. The end always comes as a gift. You do what you have to do, but at the end of the day, there's something you can't be masik. Shabbos, you can't grasp Shabbos, because Shabbos is Hashem himself. That's separate from Hashem. There's no mitzvah ma'isa. It's all just a matana from Hashem. So therefore, Shabbos ultimately is a matana from Hashem. There's nothing you can do. We'll see. There's something you have to do. But we'll see there's nothing ma'isa that you can do in order to grasp Shabbos. Shabbos is a reality. It's there. And that's why we said there were certain physical elements in the world, nature, the Na'asam Batyon and the Kivrim Avois. What was the third one he said? Oiv Yochiach. I don't know what Oiv was. I don't know what Oiv was Yochiach. Kivish Lovi Yochiach, because the smoke stopped coming out on Shabbos. Those things didn't put on tefillin. Those things weren't doing mitzvahs. That's nature. The matan of Shabbos comes into the world. The Kedusha comes into the world. It's Shabbos for everybody. Now, the next thing he said was, and this is Ma'ot Chashuv, is that this Giloy is not just an idea, a thought. It's not just some philosophy. It's the entire ikka of what we said is malchus, is the hispatshut of the maisa of a kolosh boch in the world. It's not something abstract. It's la maisa, aloha la maisa, that's what malchus is. Malchus is it is abstract because you can't really put it into words. When the chosen comes into the hall, the change that brings about is very hard to describe what that is. But it's something lamaisa. It's not something that's just abstract. It doesn't really happen, but you can think about it. No, there's something happening here. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos comes into the world, and that's lamaisa. And that's why on Shabbos we have to be shoivas mikol ha-malachas. Because on Shabbos you leave this physical world and you go into another world. What's that world called? Lisana gel Hashem. That's what we call Olam Haba. But what is Olam Haba? Lisanegel Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. Because then Hashem is one. His name is one. There's nothing else besides him. And that's where we connect to Shabbos. Okay, so that right now sounds very abstract, very philosophical. Let's see how that actually manifests and how we practically can do something about it. So on Pei, in paragraph Gimel, he says like this. We did this last week, but I'm going to go through it again because we did it quickly, and it's the hakdama to everything we're going to do going weiter for a while. Amna ma'u al kol parim ha-maisa ha-miyuchad l'shabbos b'gedei l'kabel noiris ha-kedusha v'advekas ha-shebo. What's the maisa? Tell me, what do I do? I just sit in my couch and I don't do any malacha. I'll get Shabbos? Probably not. I mean, the maisa you will, but you won't connect to it. It's there. Shabbos is there. The question is not how do I make Shabbos? We don't make Shabbos. How do I connect to it? How do I get the milas, the qualities, the beauty, the tainug of Shabbos? What's the maisa that I need to do? So, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos. Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, first of all. Hainu liskor she'achshav Shabbos. The first thing you have to do on Shabbos is remember that it's Shabbos. V'shehi yoyim ha'shel ha'kodesh bo'chu. And this Shabbos is Hashem's day. Uli shayf, and to desire and to want strongly, l'kabelas ha'metonah shel Shabbos, to get the metonah of Shabbos. So first you have to stop doing the melachos. You've got to learn Hilchos Shabbos, 39 melachos. You don't do the 39 melachos. Lamaisa, you have to do all the derabbanan mitzvahs as well. The derais, you have to say kiddush, you have to whatever, you know, put on the right clothes, bath before, do everything you have to do that the halacha tells you to do. But then that's not enough. Then you have to zochiris yom haShabbos. You have to remind yourself that it's Shabbos. We'll see what that means, and want to receive the gift of Shabbos. L'zeim ruchazal matana tovah yesh li b'bayis ginze v'Shabbos shmo. I've got this wonderful present in my treasure houses. Go tell them. Go notify them. Shengam betona. If you give someone a present, im lo yeh rotzen lekabala mitzada makabel lo tikanes hametona rishusa. If I want to give you a gift and you don't want to receive it, so then you never made a kinyan. It doesn't go into your rishus. You have to want to receive it. Go tell them. What I have to tell them for? Yes, Shabbos, it's a gift. I gave you a gift, but I don't want the gift. I don't know there's a gift, so then it doesn't come into my rishus. But tzarich al kaponim das hamakabel v'ashreitis hayad. You have to have das that the person receiving the gift wants to receive the gift, and he puts out his hand to receive it. Ukiriksiv harchiv picha v'amaleu. Open your mouth, and I'll fill it for you. But you don't open your mouth, I can't fill it. Resume it's a Shabbos. Lischor et haShabbos, to remember Shabbos. V'kach lishmo shelo lecholol. When you're remembering it's Shabbos, you also won't be mechallel the Shabbos. Dainu shegam b'mesiris meton, etzarech alpani lekabel oto, v'lo lezol keloi alpanov. You have to want to receive it, you have to receive it, you also don't have to, you mustn't throw it back. V'lochem im chas v'chirim mechallel se Shabbos, re mevatel b'ze es hametonah shel Shabbos. When you mechallel Shabbos, you it's like you're giving back the present. It's like you throw the present back, Lord would say, you broke it or whatever, so now it's not working so well, so you throw it away. Shabbos is a kula matana. You just somehow have to do as a makabal what a makabal needs to do, to receive what already exists. You don't make it. Kedusha is yontif. We have to create the kedusha through the kalim, the maisim we do. Shabbos, you don't have to do anything. Just make sure that you receive it. Just make sure you don't mess it up. Because v'shomri b'nei Yisrael as haShabbos, laso yisrael as haShabbos. Haynu, the al yedei shmira greide, ayukilo oso yisrael as haShabbos. It says, v'shomri b'nei Yisrael as haShabbos, laso yisrael as haShabbos. What's the laso is? The shmira. When you show him a Shabbos, it's like you were laso yisrael as haShabbos already. Aval amito shel dover, yikulu yom shel metona. But at the end of the day, it's a metona. V'akol bo mitzidi yisberach v'matnes chinem mishamayim. As we've said many times, the Kedusha of Shabbos is Hashem himself. You can't make that Kedusha. You can't create it. You can't do anything to bring it into the world. Hashem brings himself into the world. And Ramai said, that's a Matana. There's certain things you have to do to connect to the Matana, but the Etzem Shabbos you can't do. You have to Shomer. Zohor, that's the Lasos. Okay, now we'll see. We'll see how this manifests in our day-to-day existence on Shabbos. V'zeo v'doseini b'yom nechbad v'noir hazeh, Shabbos Kodesh, b'meshach kol ha'yom lisko es ha'Shabbos. The avoid on Shabbos is to remember that it's Shabbos. Ha'nen shelo l'siach hadas mimenu, leigen in ha'Shabbos. To be immersed in Shabbos. Immersed in Shabbos. That's what you're trying to do. But that's not a simple task. But you start. There's certain times where it's much easier, you know, depending on what your life looks like. There is munach betoich machshavas haShabbos, machshavas haShabbos, v'chilosei v'pshtosei v'tiyula, when you're eating, when you're drinking, when you're going on a teal, when you're having a shlof, all the wonderful, beautiful things we do on Shabbos is part of the zechiris haShabbos. L'dash ezeh ha'shulchan ha'sheh lifnei Hashem, shebekol isrim v'ah b'shois v'haShabbos, v'atosef v'Shabbos, I'm standing in front of Hashem now in a very different way than I do the rest of the week. Now, I'm at Shabbos, that's all. What's going on in your head? Shabbos thoughts. Shabbos. Rishonim, even before the Rishonim, they wrote poetry on Shabbos. Well, not on Shabbos, for Shabbos. All the Zmiras we sing. People will see. That's one of the ways of Zoiches Yom HaShabbos. Is to be humming a Shabbos nigun. Is to be just thinking Shabbos thoughts. But people wrote poetry about Shabbos. Why is it? If you want to tell somebody, or somebody asks you what's Shabbos, you tell him it's one long Shmoneh Esrei. Not that you're standing and davening the whole day. That's not the vort. The vort is Ani Lifnei Amelech, B'Poel B'Meshech Kol Hayom. That's what you are in Shmoneh Esrei, no? You Lifnei Amelech during your 5 or 8 or 10 minutes, however long you daven. On Shabbos, you Lifnei Amelech for 24 hours, 25 hours. Langa Shmoneh Esrei, that's Shabbat. Hainu matzav shel oimed lifnei ha-melech b'poel b'meshech kol ha-yom, v'avoides ha-odem hi lishko shekach hi ha-metziyut. That's the metziyut, that's reality. What I'm encountering now on Shabbos, that is reality. V'lishmo shelo l'chalas ha-matzav hazeh, and to try very hard not to break that atmosphere. Now that's also easy because you're not alone on Shabbos. What makes Shabbos so challenging, if in Shabbos you were put into a meditation chamber or whatever, you know, with the suddas and everything nice and everything, and you're alone, or with people that were like-minded, so that's one thing. But very often in Shabbos, you know, when you're younger, you're dealing with the kids and those, and you get older, you're dealing with older kids. It's not always, you're not always exactly in the way you want to be. Practically, this is not so posh how you do that. But the most important thing for a person is to remember Shabbos. ולזה מנהגים קצת יהודים, שירים כמו שבס היום להשם, או שבס, 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 שבס קוידש, people מנהגים, they hum, they sing little tunes, שבס, מה שלא שרים, פסח, פסח, פסח. No one's walking around singing, זה פסח היום, זה פסח היום, no, because, וכן כל הזמירה שבפסח, הירין בין יציאס מצרים. What zmiras do you sing on Pesach? Things that have got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rosh Hashanah being in Malchus Shemayim, Aval b'Shabbos Reva Piyutim Hem Inyan HaShabbos Atzma. When you sing Zmiras on Shabbos, what are you singing about? Yom Zeh Mechubed Mikol HaYomim. Yeah, Hashem Shabbos, Habeinim Abbas. All the songs, all the Zmiras of Shabbos are about Shabbos. Shehamatzah bePesach he mitzvah achila velo schira. On Shabbos you have to eat matzah. You don't have to remember matzah. You have to eat matzah. Aval b'Shabbos ze ikets mitzvah Shabbos lischoit haShabbos. To be involved, to be engaged, to be remembering, to be touching, to be completely surrounded Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Lischoret haShabbos. ומזכירס השבס בו ממילא קדושה, גדולה ושפר ברוכז במתונה מן השמיים. As you remember and you're in touch more and more with Shabbos, automatically comes that outflow of kedusha and brocha, that's the matona from Shammai. That means the maisa kinyan you have to do on Shabbos, because it's there. You don't have to bring it here, you have to make it, it's there. But to get it, to receive it, you have to remember that it's Shabbos. And memele, you get the brochas. Now, there's nothing new yet. There's no big chidushim yet. There's no, wow, soidus or whatever. But we have to remember to remember. That's the voida. You have to remember to remember that it's Shabbos. A lot of distractions on Shabbos. A lot going on Shabbos. You know, there's kids and grandchildren and this and this. And very often, it's the only time of the week that you're ready together with the whole family. So all the family's weekday comes in and everything does it. And then you're trying to have this luck. You know, the person has to work out for himself. You can go meshuggah here as well. You can mess up Shabbos very badly trying to do this when you know, it's got to be done. It's got to be done with a lot of seichel. But that's the vort. That's the vort. Pinchas was more happy. Shabbos was his, that was his day. He was like, you know, you speak to people that spend Shabbos, I was never zeichel, but Shabbos was his thing. He was, and was going on around him, didn't affect him. He was happy with the kids. Those, he in a way, Shabbos, the kids say, just like on Shabbos, he was just like a glowing light. Unaffected by what was going on around him because I'm with Hashem. If you're sitting alone in the room with Hashem and people making a noise outside, I don't think it would bother you. You know, you have to try and find a way to do that. Okay, when you find out, you'll tell me how you, okay. There's an aria. It says, Kashem Magdirin, Madgishim Esahevdil, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Le Kedusha Samoadim. If we come to try and Magdir, to define and to try and emphasize the difference between Kedusha Shabbos and the Kedusha of the Regalim, the Moadim, Tzarek Laisif Nakuda Choshuva. There's another very important Nakuda here that we need to add. Shadvarim Einim Muchlatim Kamo Shidbayek Khan. Things aren't Muchlat. Things aren't black and white like the way we just described here. Because the Yom Tevim also have a Shtikl Shabbos in them. The Yom Tevim also have Shvisa from Malacha. The Kain Lehefuch, Shabbos Atzmo Avhu Nimnis Bein Mikra Kodesh B'Parshas Emo. Yesh Bo Mimayla Moadim. Shabbos is called Mikra Kodesh, which is the description of the Moadim. So there's a Shtikl Yontif in Shabbos. So the division between what we call Kedushas the Moadim and Kedushas Shabbos is not black and white. There's a bit of Shabbos in the Moadim, there's a bit of Moadim in the Shabbos. Ve'im kain. Nivdeles ha-Shabbos mikol ha-Moadim shez bezeh. So where is the Hevdil? Where is the difference? She-Moadim kedushosam hi kedushas ha-Mitzvahs. The Kedusha of the Regalim is kedushas ha-Mitzvahs. Vilu ha-Shabbos, hi ha-Shah le-Kedushas Hashem Yisbarach b'miyuchad. Shabbos is not about Kedusha's mitzvahs. Shabbos is the gateway to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Avo me'acha v'ha-Moadin havim gam kein Shabbos. But since, after the Moadim also Shabbos, yesh b'im gam kein es ha-Shah le-Dveikas ha-Noira me'ein Shabbos atzmo. The opportunity on the Regalim to connect to that Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists as well through the Shvisa from Malacha.
Yes. We say in Shabbos we have the Neshama Yetera. Moadim, it's Machloket. I don't know if we have Neshama Yetera Yom Tov. So it means it's easier to connect. Yeah,
Vada, for sure. That's what the Neshama Yetera is. It's yeah. Extra Kedusha that you get because the Shechina is coming to the world. Lu Yitzu, let's say you don't get it on Yom Tov. Let's work. If you get it on Yom Tov, then there's no problems, no question. But even if you don't get the Neshama Yisera, there's still a Miktsas, the Marim is still a Miktsas, a Shar through the Shvisa to connect in some way to the Kedusha. Yeah. And you feel that. The enormous Kedusha on the Marim. Yeah. It's very easy, he said it right in the Agdama, it's much easier to connect to the Kedusha of the Marim than Shabbos. Because Shabbos is every week. There's a shtickel hergel in Shabbos. You're doing it again and again and again and again. And kvar, you know. My son said the other day, he said, can't we have Shabbos every 2 weeks? You know, it's every week, you know, it's my speak kvar, you know. So as you can empathize with him, you know, as a kasher, whatever.
Some wants Shabbos every day.
That's what I said to him. I said, other rabbi, every day is a bit much. Every day I think is a bit much. I said, 3 times a week I'm happy to. Yeah, but the problem is that because it's every week, it doesn't have the same glitter and the same spark of freshness and newness. You know, Leila Seyd is once a year. It's wow. You know, it's like Mamash. We don't feel at Shalosh Shudas. You feel Ne'ila. The Kedusha at Shalosh Shudas is greater than the Kedusha at Ne'ila. It's brought down. But who feels? You try and connect to that. It's impossible. Shalosh Shudas Ne'ila. Ne'ila is Ne'ila, yeah, because you do it once a year and you give that boom of energy and you connect and it's gewaldig. Try and do that every Shalosh Shudas. That's one of the problems of Shabbos. Not the problems, one of the challenges of Shabbos. And he said it right in the beginning, because we're doing it every week in the Hergel, you don't feel the bo'ekai. Do you learn on Leila Shabbos like you learn on Leil Shavuos? Of course not. Of course not. Who learns on Leil Shabbos the way you learn on... Because it's every week, so whatever, and you're tired, and you're this, and you don't really prepare properly, and whatever. But the truth is, the Kedusha of Shabbos is much greater than those Kedushas. But we tend to feel it and connect to it in the Moadim actually more. That's just my horror. I think, and he said it right in the beginning, that that's one of the problems with Shabbos, is that that's why people don't have the Hisoiris for Shabbos, is because it's every week. It's hard to dredge up in the Ilo once a week. You try and do Yom Kippur once a week. The Moad Kashem. Once a year, you put all, you know, it's like a sprint. You know, you do it, you put in all your koichas, you run very fast for a short time, and then it's good. But to do that all the time, like run a marathon, there's a such a take a shit. You know, so, but nevertheless, the Moharim don't have the power, they don't have the voltage, let's say, of Shabbos, but there is mitzvah Shabbos yesh b'hem, v'ilchus shvisa shel Moharim haim yesod b'kedushas ha-Moharim lo pachot b'kedushas ha-mitzvah shebem. So the shvisa on the Moharim brings this aspect of Kedusha into the Moharim, which is no less than the Kedusha that comes via the mitzvahs. V'amnam, b'miyuchedes hi ha-Shabbos shebo yesh es ha-shvisa gemura, Shabbos has the unique aspect that is a total gemura shvisa, even oichel nefesh. Yontav, there's certain things you're allowed to do for the achila, for the oichel nefesh, whatever. There's masechtas of Gemara discussing what that exactly how what you can do on there. But on Shabbos it's gomur. Therefore, there's no boundaries now. All the boundaries, all the mechitzos fall apart. The gate's wide open. There's no gate. There's a gate, but there's no lock on the gate. Lasik dreikas gemura v'noira shein kemoisa b'shum zman or mitzvah acheres. There's no mitzvah and there's no time that can bring you to the dreikas, to the closeness that the gates are as open and accessible as on Shabbos. So yeah, if you think about it, you'll see the Moharim have this aspect. Yom Kippur for sure has this aspect. Aval, it's not the same as Shabbos. It's through the mitzvah. Yom Kippur, you need mitzvahs. Tshuva, you need the fasting, you need the Shabbos. No, you can eat and drink and do everything. Adarabba, you must. Because you're just sitting there and celebrating reality, what reality is. And what is reality? I know it milvado. There's me and Hashem in the world. That's Olam Haba, no? Sounds scary because you do it for too long, you start going mad. That's why Hashem gives it to us once a week. Then you have 6 days to recuperate and then you start again. You know? Well, that's the vort. Okay. You got koichas to go one more step? Yeah, let's finish this chapter. V'chein v'Shabbos. Even though the Ika quality of Shabbos is that it's less le migami klum, and there's nothing of its own. But what it does is it enables you to see clearly the reality of Hashem. Umamela niknis be Ika lefia mida at kamash soifa gel toichoi hashos shashkina. The person acquires that kedusha, that connection, to the extent that he's able to absorb the shechina into him. Al yedei haschira v'hashmira. He has to do two things: zocho v'shamo. More than that, you can't do. So, to the zocho v'shamo, which includes hachana as well, as always, there has to be hachana. To the extent that he does the zechira and the shmira, v'akesha b'machshava l'kedusha Hashem Yisbarach. And the machshava that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaChobekes is kol hametzias b'Shabbos, that embraces the entire reality on Shabbos. Yachan im zeh yesh mitzvahs hayu mechodesh l'Shabbos. There are also mitzvahs that are meyuchad to Shabbos. Ve'etzim shmirah Shabbos, the etzim shmirah Shabbos, the positive, u'maniyah mimalocha, and the stopping to do malocha, the lavim, have a mitzvah kol hametzias. Like a mitzvah, like all the mitzvahs. V'im kain k'mobo marim ma'isa mitzvahs maknim l'makayimim kinyonim yisoidim benefesh. And so too on the Moharim, the kinyon of the mitzvahs that you have to do are moridik kinyonim that impact on the neshama of the person to the foundations. Chen b'Shabbos Kodesh. Al yedei shmira Shabbos greide v'kiyum mitzvoseya k'mo kiddush v'havdola v'shar mitzvahs ha-Shabbos. Gambalo kavana salev, even without kavana. Koya hakadusha chode umakadish umraimem kol yudi shayim shabbos. To the mitzvahs. Bleed too much kavana salev. You have to have kavana to do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is kavana for the mitzvah aspect. But from the Shabbos aspect of it, you don't need kavana. You just have to do it. And then what? awesome koyach of kedusha insinuates itself into the person, makadishes him, and elevates him. Everyone is Shomer Shabbos. Because you're not Shomer Shabbos, then this is not, we're not talking to you. Somebody who wants to connect to the Ika, Kedusha, the Neira, the awesome Kedusha of Shabbos. Ika Avoida Bezehi, so what's the Ika Avoida? Shelo Lasiach Daitim Yom HaShabbos at Kama Shevsha. Not to take your mind off Shabbos as much as you can. Lada to Lahamin. To know and to have imuna, da to lahamin. Those are contradictions, brother. If you know, you don't need to be mamin. If you're mamin, it means you don't know. The da to lahamin means whichever level you're on, whether you're knowing it, whether you have imuna in it. Sheyom ze kuyom shel dveikas noir lashem isparach. To remind yourself, you don't feel it straight away. It's not going to happen straight away. But lad, you remind yourself, today is dveikas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, I don't get it, so I'll give up. No, just keep going. That Kedusha that I'm trying to connect with comes automatically. I just have to open myself up to receive it through whatever Shabbos is. But it's a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To remind himself that he's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, La Maisa. And Mamela, whether you feel it, you don't feel it, you must know that the Kedusha, the Noira Kedusha, and the Siyata Dishmaya, and the Brocha, it comes with you, and you've got it, and it's there. And it goes forward with you. Everybody has a certain sense of Shabbos. We all feel Kedusha Shabbos, each person on his level, in his Darga. But wherever you are, that Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're trying to connect to it, whatever needs to happen is happening, it's taking place, and the neshama is being given unbelievable kedusha and siyata dishmaya and brocha and roimamus that escorts it through the next week till the next Shabbos. Okay, well, we'll start next week. We've spoken about what you do on Shabbos, now you connect to that and what the work is. When we start the second chapter in this shahr, in Chelek Gimel, we'll start Perek Beis next week. Next week's Rosh Chodesh. What are we going to do next week? Maybe start at 10 next week, but it's already Shon Choref. Tankas will daven a bit earlier. If it's Shon Choref, so anyway, you have to daven earlier because Sassman Kriyashma is earlier. Tov, I'll see what davening is, but that shouldn't be a problem next week. Even though it's Rosh Chodesh, we're starting an hour earlier, so hopefully we'll be able to maybe even make this a bit earlier. Maybe next week keep it 9:45, and then from the week after make it 9:30, whatever. Okay, but remind me, we'll speak during the week, Bezrat Hashem, okay? And next week, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to start Erev Shabbos, because that's where Shabbos really starts. It starts actually on Motzei Shabbos. Next Shabbos, of all the Hachana for Shabbos. Rav Pinkus spoke often in all areas, the enormous maila, the enormous chashivas of Hachana, that in Ruchnis, if there's no Hachana, the Ruchnis doesn't happen. In fact, Hachana is more important than the Etzem Mitzvah. It's more important to make matzah, and it takes longer and more work and more kavana than to actually makayim the mitzvah at the end of the day. Making matzahs takes months and months. And then the mitzvah takes 2 minutes, you know, there's many things like that. You see, the achana is ma'od mod chashuv, not just the physical achana, but we'll see Shabbos, there's a whole mitzvah. The other things you have to, mamele, if you don't make matzah, you don't have matzah, you have to make matzah. There's no mitzvah to meichin, but we'll see for Shabbos, there's halachas. Erev Shabbos, you can't do certain things because you're getting ready for Shabbos, and the preparing and the void that goes into preparing for Shabbos. Obviously, based on what we've just said now, the Achana becomes critically important. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss that next week. But please remind me towards the middle of next week just to see when we want to do this.
Okay.
Thank back you. This Shabbos, right? The clock's changing this Mitzvah Shabbos, yeah?
Yeah.
Mitzvah Shabbos. Yeah. So we have to see how that's going to change our lives. But Seder Gamu. A good night of Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you.